Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hey, parents. You're listening to the Project Parenthood podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nanika Kaur, clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. Each week, I'll introduce you to the same respectful parenting practices that I use to help parents repair and deepen connections with their children. You'll get tips for cultivating more parental self-compassion, more cooperation from your kids, and more joy, peace, and resilience in your relationship with them. In today's episode, I'm talking about your child's challenging behavior, why it happens, and what parents can do about it. Stick around until the end to learn about the first steps you can take toward reducing your child's challenging episodes. Often parents describe their frustrations with their child in terms of what they perceive to be their child's purposeful, non-compliance, and annoying behavior. I've heard statements like, "She just doesn't make good choices. He's just trying to get attention. They just want their own way all the time. She acts out for no reason." It's understandable. When you're repeatedly faced with kid behaviors that are anywhere from mildly challenging to very concerning, you can be so exhausted and frustrated that through the lens of your activated nervous system, you mostly see negativity. It's hard to consider any other explanation for your child's behavior other than a lack of motivation or refusal to do better. Not wanting to be a permissive, lax, or neglectful parent, it might be hard to imagine that there are alternatives to taking a hard line with your child. So you double down on restrictions, take away privileges, or impose consequences in hopes that your child will start doing what you want them to do if environmental conditions get unpleasant enough. Alternatively, you might blame your child's diagnosis, like ADHD, for their challenging behavior, and spend a lot of time trying to fix what you and consulting professionals see as problematic about your child. Just get them to focus more, try harder, follow directions more, and/or listen more, and things will get better, right? What if you looked at your child's behavior from a different perspective? Like, your child isn't giving you a hard time, they're having a hard time. The main tenet of the Collaborative and Proactive Solutions, or CPS, communication model originated by Dr. Ross Green, is that kids do well if they can. Kids would prefer to do well. They want their adults to feel and act positively toward them. So challenging behaviors are a signal that something is getting in their way. There's an incompatibility between your child's unique characteristics, their personality, preferences, abilities, developmental stage, their mood, etc., and the demands being placed on them. Challenging kids struggle to meet demands because they're lacking crucial cognitive, social, and emotional regulation skills, without which they really can't do any better than they're doing in any given moment. The environment is demanding that they use skills that they haven't developed yet. Dr. Green refers to this developmental delay as lagging skills. We all respond maladaptively when we lack the skills to respond in a positive way. So it makes sense to treat your children and yourself with compassion and understanding when they and you are not able to do well. So here's how you resolve incompatibility. When you're able to do an assessment of your child's lagging skills, you're in a better position to identify which expectations they're having trouble meeting. In CPS, those unmet expectations are called unsolved problems. When the environmental demands being placed on your child are incompatible with the skills they have to meet that demand, the result is challenging behavior, or another way to say that is incompatibility episodes. This can look like whining, sulking, crying, withdrawing, screaming, cursing, hitting, kicking, throwing, stealing, lying, and things like that. By going through this assessment process, you'll begin to see that these incompatibility episodes are highly predictable and actually occur under specific conditions. Here's the shift. Instead of trying to reduce incompatibility episodes by focusing on getting your child to change their behavior, proactively work together with your child to solve the unsolved problems. Being proactive is about forward-thinking preparation instead of heat-of-the-moment or after-the-fact knee-jerk reactions. Challenging behavior happens downstream. It's the signal that there's incompatibility. It's far more productive to focus on reducing the incompatibility causing the challenging behavior by taking upstream actions. And you can't solve a bunch of problems all at the same time. After listing all of your child's unsolved problems, you might feel overwhelmed. Where should you even start chipping away at these things? Well, it's impossible to work on everything at the same time, so choose 1 to 3 unsolved problems to work with based on their safety, frequency, or gravity. Safety first. Unsolved problems that contribute to your child's worst moments or unsafe behavior are an effective starting place. Next, prioritize frequency. These are the unsolved problems that contribute to incompatibility episodes most often. Finally, prioritize unsolved problems based on their gravity. Those unsolved problems that have the greatest negative impact on your child or others.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So here are your 3 options for handling unsolved problems. Dr. Green lays out 3 possibilities for dealing with the unsolved problems you've identified. Plan A. You solve the problem unilaterally. This usually looks like you imposing your will on your child. Maybe you even dole out punishments and rewards to coerce your child to comply. This usually causes challenging episodes and doesn't durably solve any problems. Then there's Plan B. You and your child solve the problem collaboratively, as a team. This involves 3 ingredients. 1, the empathy step. This involves getting information from your child so you have a very clear understanding of their perspective and concerns related to the unsolved problem. 2. The define adult concerns step involves identifying and communicating your concerns. And 3, the invitation step, involves brainstorming with your child to select solutions that are realistic and mutually satisfactory. Then there's Plan C. You set a lower priority unsolved problem aside for the time being. This means you entirely drop this expectation of your child, and you find another way to meet your expectation yourself, or you radically accept that it won't be met for now. What Plan B does is it helps your child build the skills that they're lacking. Proactively and collaboratively solving problems with your child helps them build lagging skills. The empathy step helps consider and identify their own concerns and practice communicating them in understandable ways, all while regulating their emotions enough to take part in the discussion in the first place. In the define adult concerns step, your child will build capacities for listening, considering and empathizing with another's perspective, appreciating the impact of their behavior on others, and tolerating the frustration that may arise when hearing someone else's point of view. And finally, the invitation step helps kids practice generating creative solutions that work not just for them, but for others too, considering the outcomes of those solutions and learning to resolve disagreements without conflict. CPS helps adults build those skills too. Plan B process is about helping kids, especially behaviorally challenging kids, feel understood, valued, and heard. Solving problems with your child in this compassionate, effective, and productive way also improves your relationship with them. Kids come to trust that you're really going to listen to them and not try to steamroll them. When you get clear about the fact that lagging skills are causing your child's difficulties, you start seeing them differently. You feel more empathetic towards them and understand what they really need from you. Challenge yourself. For the next 30 to 90 days, use the CPS assessment tools to identify your child's unsolved problems and choose one or two to prioritize solving with your child. Start with what's creating the biggest problem and take a stab at Plan B. You have to practice Plan B to get good at Plan B. And Dr. Green suggests that parents think of their first 20 attempts as practice. Learning this new way of responding to behavior takes time. He also suggests that you spread your first Plan B discussion over a period of days. Use the first day for the empathy step and come back to the other steps on another day. Remember that the empathy step is more about you listening than talking. On its own, the first step is relationship and trust building. So if you get through this one step, consider it a win. And if you do end up coming to some collaborative solutions, don't be surprised if the problem is not completely solved for the long haul. Just go back to the drawing board and clarify that everyone's concerns have really been identified and that the solutions are realistic and mutually satisfactory. It can externally appear that your child's challenging behaviors are limit testing, coercive, manipulative, attention-seeking, or unmotivated. What's really going on is that lagging cognitive skills and unsolved problems are at the root of the behaviors that are pushing your buttons. Using the steps of Plan B, you can meet your child's individual needs by collaboratively discovering durable solutions to problems. Together, you'll reduce the likelihood of challenging behavior, and you'll both learn important skills. I hope that's helpful. You can learn more about my work with parents at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com and on Instagram at BKParents. If you have more questions about solving problems with children or any other parenting questions or stories, leave me a message at 646-926-3243. And be sure to let me know if it's okay to use your voice on the show, or send an email to parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. And don't forget to subscribe to Project Parenthood on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Catch you next week. Project Parenthood is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcasting and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Brendan Pika. That's all for this episode. Catch you next week.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.